and it's about a half minute before 12 noon, puts us slightly early for Live and Local today. It's your connection to local performances. And our program today will be an hour of live jazz from the Chris Bate Quintet. Chris is a doctoral student in guitar, jazz guitar, in the Jazz Studies program at the University of Illinois School of Music, and he's put together this group for a performance tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana, a place that hosts lots of jazz. Heard some there last week, and in fact, their jazz festival coming up starting on Monday and running through all of next week. You'll be hearing a lot more about that on this show as the days progress. But Chris and his quintet live in the studio today on Live and Local. Hope you'll enjoy it and stay tuned. It's a tune called Polka Dots and Moonbeams in an arrangement by Phil Doyle, who is a sax player, or was a sax player at the time. Well, he's still a sax player, but he was playing sax at the time with University of Illinois Concert Jazz Band. This is from their CD called Free Play, which is out now, I guess, a year or two at the moment. And I played that by way of introduction to for our show today. Because all five of the players who we have in our studio right now are in the Jazz Studies program at the University of Illinois, either in the master's or the doctoral program. And I just found out, as I was asking them about it, as we were listening to that music, that they're all just about done or are done. So these are folks who are going to go out into the world and represent the University of Illinois Jazz Studies program. And they are guitarist Chris Bate, sax player. What have you got there? Tenor sax. Oh, you've got three saxes. At the moment, he's holding a tenor. Mike Fanolio, pianist Easton Stewart, bassist Mike Harmon, and drummer Jay Sawyer. No, Jay's making a return appearance on the show. He was with one of Karim Yangsep's groups that he used to bring in when he was around here. And they're together under the guise of the Chris Bate Quintet. And they're going to be playing tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana for a 7 to 10 p.m. show. And Chris, is this project part of your doctoral?
No, not at all. This is just something I wanted to do because, like you said, a lot of these guys are graduating. And truthfully, I wanted to get in one more gig with this group before they all left town. So I just tried to squeeze it in.
So one more gig, meaning that this is a group that has played some gigs before.
Not this specific group, but...
These are some players you wanted to play with specifically.
Guys I definitely wanted to play with and wanted to get them while they were available before we go into the summertime and people head off moving wherever they head next. And so...
And any idea where that's going to be for you? Because you're finishing up the doctorate.
I'm finishing up, but I'm actually still going to be here because I have a... assistantship at Unit 1 on campus that's turning into a job. So I'll still be here.
Congratulations, well, I guess. At least you'll be working.
Yeah.
Jay, you're actually the bio that's up on your, I think I found it on your Facebook or maybe MySpace page, I'm not sure which, still has you back at Western Michigan University, so you've moved beyond that.
Yeah, that's where I did my undergrad, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the top up-and-coming drummers in West Michigan, it says here on your website. And now you're one of the top up-and-coming drummers here in East Central Illinois and beyond. You're finishing up your master's.
Mm-hmm.
And what's next for you?
I'll actually be heading to New York City in the fall and trying to make it out there, seeing what that's like. That'll be an adventure for me.
I'm sure it will. So you're going with no specific prospects? You're just going out? And
I know a few people, and there's a few people waiting for me when I get there. So... mostly is me flying by the seat of my pants trying to figure out how to make music and make money out there at the same time.
Do you have any ideas?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of ideas.
Well, share a couple of them.
I don't have any specific people that I'm going to try to play with, but I'm going to hang with many other musicians that I've always wanted to play with and try to see if I can jam with them and make friends with them and hopefully become in their bands at some point. That's pretty much the goal.
Is that a process that you have that you've enacted elsewhere, you know, as you've sort of progressed in your
absolutely
playing?
Absolutely. I've always thought that the best way to, you know, get better at music is to play with other people. So I know that I had to go see gigs, I had to make friends, I had to find out where people were and when they were going to be there, and have them know who I am, have my number in their phones, and be available to play with those guys. Otherwise, it was just going to be, no one was going to call me if they didn't know who I was, basically. So I have to go there, and I have to become social, and they have to know who I am, and that's basically how you do it.
And as you say, try to sit in if you can.
Exactly.
I would think that would be a little harder for a drummer because you can't just like easily pack up your guitar or your sax and say, hey, I have my axe with me.
Well, I got my sticks.
You got your sticks. You can sit on their drum set.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we'll sort of make the rounds in a minute and see what everybody else is up to. What do you want to open with?
We're going to open with an original composition of mine called No Coat for Lisa. which was named after a character my wife played in a local production of Rent, when she was playing a homeless drug addict on the streets, and there was a scene where she was denied a coat, and she made this horribly sad face that just got my blood boiling.
So does that mean this is going to be a horribly sad song?
No. A lot of times with songs like these, the titles, I wish they had a stronger connection to the music, but usually the titles come later.
Well, it's a great title.
Oh, thank you.
And a nice story. So let's hear it. It's Chris Bate Quintet, live on Live and Local. Thank you. Chris Bate Quintet here live in our studio on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. They'll be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 7 o'clock until about 10 o'clock. Chris Bate guitar, and on the first of the solos, Mike Finoglio sax, Easton Stewart on piano in the second of the solos, Mike Harmon on bass, and we heard Jay Sawyer on the drums. And remind me the name of that tune?
That was called No Coat for Lisa.
That's right. I probably could have thought of it if I didn't write it down. It's such a good title. Continuing in our rounds here, just finding out what everybody's about. Mike Harmon on the bass. So you're finishing up your master's.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
You're looking forward to finishing? And then then what do you look forward to?
I'll be moving to Chicago this summer.
What's happening
August.
There?
Kind of the same thing as Jay's talking about.
You don't know.
See what type of scene I can break into and try to play music for a living.
The bass instructor here at U of I, Larry Gray, is he's mostly up there, right?
Yeah, he's based out of Chicago and comes down during the weeks to teach.
Is that going to be somewhat to your advantage?
Hopefully.
Do you think?
If he's out there listening, I would love some work. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, really, I mean, the guys that are on the faculty here, and there are a lot of them, are all active players. Some of them get farther than others, but I mean, literally farther away than others. Some of them play, I guess they all really do play out in lots of different places, but he's one who is working so much. I wondered how much of advantage is that likely to be to have worked with somebody like Larry Gray?
It's a huge advantage. He's a top call guy in Chicago. So, bass players especially like to make friends with other bass players because hopefully good bass players are at work so they can help each other out and sub out gigs that they can do. And Larry's a great person to know out there.
Well, I was just going to ask if that does sometimes happen that he can't make a gig, and then he said, well, I know this guy. He's a former student of mine. He happens to be here.
Yeah,
there you
hopefully.
Go. Yeah. I know when I was playing classical bass as a high school kid, that's how I got all my gigs.
Oh, yeah.
Was my teacher was, you know, if he couldn't do them or didn't feel like it, he'd give them to me. And then I got to be better than he was, so then they just asked me.
There you go, yeah.
But I don't know if anybody would be saying that about Larry Gray. No offense, but he's a pretty darn good player. Easton Stewart is the pianist. You know, I've been seeing your name for a while. You've got a virtual weekly gig, it seems like, or at least pretty regular at the Iron Post.
I maintained a weekly gig at the Post last semester, but this semester I cut it back to once a month because I had to write my dissertation.
Yeah, you got to get down to work.
I'm trying to get out of here. I love it here, but I'm trying to finish up with this scholastic part.
Does that mean it's been a struggle for you?
You know, the degree rolled along. I'm not going to say it was easy. The biggest struggle was trying to write my dissertation while teaching a studio at Unit 1 and finishing up coursework. You know, they usually recommend that you finish your coursework before you do all this stuff, but I wanted to pursue a cognate in jazz drums, and I had some extra classes to take, and also in order for school to remain relatively free, I needed to teach and maintain my assistantship at Allen Hall. So altogether, that made this semester strenuous as far as schoolwork, but my defense is on Monday, and my paper's done.
So. Congratulations!
Well, thank you.
All right, very good. I can almost see the strain in your face actually as you're really? Describing that. It's like, oh, this has been really something. Actually, you and Chris have both mentioned Allen Hall. Most of our listeners are probably, or in Unit One, most of our listeners probably have no idea what that is.
Unit One is a program through some of the dorms on campus. Some of the dorms have communities called living and learning communities, where through that program they offer. Things like additional classes, additional groups and organizations. And one of the things that's offered is music lessons. And so we've got a faculty of about 12 music instructors that offer music lessons available to members of those living learning communities.
And those are primarily graduate students?
The faculty?
Yeah, the faculty.
Yeah, they're primarily graduate students for the most part. And the students sign up for a lottery and get spots to take lessons. And we also do extra things like having a rock band and having a string quartet and just try to make it a enriching experience for them as part of those communities.
Okay. I didn't want to let go, Easton, what you said earlier. You said cognate in jazz drums. How common is that for a keyboardist to double as a drummer?
I think that it should be more common. Let's put it that way. As far as the school is concerned, it wasn't particularly easy to obtain a cognate in another area of jazz performance, but I really saw the benefit of pursuing another rhythm section instrument. I felt that it would directly make me more effective as a teacher to be able to walk over to the drummer and go, no, try it this way, or, you know, do something else like this. So with that in mind, I pursued that cognate. I mean, rhythm section players, you know, the three of us kind of, we really work as a unit, so we learn a lot about each other's instruments. The piano is a percussion instrument, the drum is a percussion instrument. I'd be lying if I said that there's an incredible amount of overlap, but being at home in the rhythm section, I'm really familiar with the drummer's role. So that'll help the piano player who wants to be a drummer. And they really do benefit each other. You know, I hear the drums differently now from the piano chair. I play differently, you know, accompanying in the rhythm section now that I've played a little bit of drums.
Who is the other person in your duo?
That varies, actually. Last semester, I maintained a duo with vocalists. So each Monday night, I would have a different vocalist from the School of Music or from around the area join me, or a different horn player, but it was mostly vocalist. And so I'm thinking Mike Finolio did one with me. I asked various friends around. I have one more coming up next Monday, and that's going to be with my fiance, Lisa Nagel. She's going to be singing with me, but that's going to be my last one. But usually it was just whoever I chose, who I wanted to play with.
I guess I was just kind of curious if it might have been a drummer at any time.
No, not yet. I mean, I do have slight ambitions to work up a jazz duo, just keyboard and drums, but that's something I haven't yet explored. But
you can
thanks
do
for suggesting
both
it.
Yourself. I'd like to see that.
I think they would both suffer.
Well, we'll get to Mike in a few minutes here, but I want to get some more music after I mention that our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music. Breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. We have the Chris Bate Quintet in our studio live with us. They're going to be playing tonight at the Iron Post in Urbana. And we have another original composition?
We do. This is a song called Right Off Fountain Blue. Fountain Blue is a street in New Orleans, right off of which my brother and I used to live. And hopefully he's listening. He lives in London now, so hopefully he's listening on the webcast. Happy that I'm playing this. And so I wanted to get some of that New Orleans sound, and so Fountain Blue kind of embodied that for me, so there's the title.
Music by Chris Bate, the Chris Bate Quintet, live and live and local. That almost sounds like a new genre of Dixie Bop or something like that.
I'm trying to pull from kind of the New Orleans brass band tradition.
Well, I was just thinking, I did an interview, it's been a few months ago now probably, with a guy named Benny, I forget what it was. He was a tuba player in a New Orleans brass band, one of the bands that really, apparently there are a whole bunch of brass bands in the high schools, not of the, of the New Orleans style as opposed to, say, the rock style. And it sounded, actually the whole drum riff at the beginning sounded like it could have been something that came out of one of the New Orleans parades almost.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
Yeah, and then the little Dixie jam between the three of you right there, that's what it seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great tune.
Thank you.
And the name of it again?
Right Off Fountain Blue.
Right Off Fountain Blue by Chris Bates, and it's the Chris Bates Quintet live on Live and Local here, right in our studio on FM 90.9. And their members are Chris Bates is the guitarist, Jay Sawyer the drummer, Mike Harmon the bassist, Easton Stewart the pianist, and last not least, Mike Finolio the sax player. What were you on alto on that one?
Yeah, alto on that one.
Tenor the first tune, alto, and then you just got your soprano out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your turn to tell your life story here, Mike.
Well, good.
You're finishing the doctoral program?
Yeah. Yeah, I finished up my coursework for the most part this semester. I'll be back next year in the fall. I'm the classical and jazz TA at the university, so I'll still be teaching some students there while I take my prelims and do my dissertation.
You know, I've often wondered how much crossover there is between classical and jazz sax. I had the impression that here, not so much. Is that a wrong impression, or are you unusual here?
I wouldn't say it's unusual. I think more people are geared more towards one than the other. So their interests take them one way or the other. One of the things that I think is great about classical saxophone for the jazz player is that it really makes you hammer the fundamentals, where sometimes with jazz, sometimes we skate over the fundamentals just a little bit, and you can kind of get away with it a little bit. But with classical, they really make you learn the saxophone, be a complete saxophone player. So that's kind of my way. I was always encouraged to do that from my years as an undergrad at Millikan University. And with my students, I try and get that fundamental edge in through my classical teaching as well.
So you said that people tend to be geared one way or the other. Do you feel that you're geared one way or the other?
I am. I'm definitely more geared in the jazz direction.
You use the other for discipline.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and there's also some great music written for classical saxophone that a lot of people don't know about. But for me, I've mostly stuck to some of the older repertoire, and like you said, I kind of use it for the discipline side of things.
And Deb Rixmeyer, who's the professor, wouldn't mind knowing that.
I think she probably already knows that.
She must already know that. Talk about a disciplined sax player. She was. She and I actually went to school together at Northwestern.
She's fantastic.
That's talk about another wonderful classical sax studio up there. Just a preliminary mention, because I'll be mentioning it a lot next week, the Iron Post Jazz Festival, the third annual jazz festival, starts on Sunday with the Heartland Jazz Orchestra. And then on Monday, Easton Stewart Duo will be playing. Tuesday, Parkland Early Jazz. Wednesday, it's the Jay Sawyer Quintet. Jay, the bassist right here, and then followed by the Jeff Helgeson Quintet. Jeff, a long-time stalwart in this community. Thursday, U of I Concert Jazz Band, who we played their CD to open up the show. Jazz Sextet, Ray Sasaki is coming back, as he does frequently, trumpet player, formerly on faculty here, with at least one other faculty member sitting in there. The John Campbell Trio is the real visiting guest on the festival. And then Dan Pearson Trio, all of those playing on Friday. And then on Saturday, a lineup that includes a band called Condition Blue, the UI Jazz faculty, just about all of them going to be playing on that show. And then Mick Templeton's West Coast Blues to wrap it all up. Well, that's all going on next week, actually starting Sunday at the Iron Post in Urbana, which is where Chris Bate and his quintet are playing tonight from 7 to 10. What's up next?
Well, next is it's actually two compositions that I decided go well together. The first half was actually a project for a jazz composition class called Whatever You've Got. but I feel like it makes a good intro to the next part, which is called North Texas Serenade. North Texas being where I got my master's degree.
I was going to add that, but...
Yeah. Thank you.
I did write down the name of those two tunes together, or whatever you've got, right? And then North Texas Serenade.
Whatever you've got in North Texas Serenade.
Yeah, by Chris Bate. It's the Chris Bate Quintet here on Live and Local. And as Chris mentioned just before we started to play it, you did go to North Texas for the Masters. That's a long, long, long time jazz program. With a massive reputation. Was it really?
The very first, yes.
And
it started out, it wasn't a jazz program, it was a dance band program.
Really?
Yeah, because the idea was to train people to be able to play dance bands that would tour for halls. And I don't know exactly what decade it was, but that's how it got started.
And it's gradually grown. On, I don't know how big is it? I mean, compared to, say, the U of I Jazz Studies program, which is pretty new. I mean, it was only developed within the since Carl Kramer got here.
I want to say it's North Texas, and this is an official number, but I think it's somewhere around 400 jazz majors.
Really?
Maybe, versus U of I, which has, what, like 60?
80, maybe.
80, something like that.
Wow. And is that because the faculty is that much larger, or?
Surprisingly, no. The faculty is not much larger at all. They have a lot of TAs and big classes, so that's how they make up for it.
So here you can say it's a more intimate experience with your professors.
Most certainly. But the plus side of North Texas is that it's basically like its own scene. You know, Jay is a top call drummer here. All these guys are top call musicians. In North Texas, you've got a top call list of maybe 10 rhythm section guys. So it's a whole scene on its own.
And how big a town is it? It's in Denton, right?
It's in Denton, Texas, which is kind of molds into the rest of the DFW area. It's at the very top of it.
DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah. And Denton itself is not a big area, but then it just kind of fades into the rest of DFW.
So a pretty massive metropolitan area that presumably gives lots of chances for all those 400 players to at least try to make a make a dent on what's going on. You all have chance to study with some really good people, as we mentioned before. There's not currently, though, a jazz guitar faculty member.
Correct.
Though, so are you kind of it for the moment?
For the moment, yes.
Because Sean Purcell, who was on the CD from the concert jazz band we had earlier, was kind of it.
Right. He was the TA before I took over when he left.
So in this case, if anybody else wants to study jazz guitar, they probably come take lessons from you.
Yes, most certainly.
Yeah, not bad. And they still can. Yeah. They call this a shout out for Chris. If anybody wants to take jazz guitar lessons, he's going to be here next year. And happy to teach. Before we hear another tune, I'm going to take a little break and mention some of the other things going on in our listening area besides the Chris Bate show, quintet, tonight at the Iron Post. That's going to start at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock tonight, the traditional Irish music session is at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign. John Miller and the Romantics are at Rhythm Kitchen in Peoria this evening at 6:30. And some folks we talked to on yesterday's show, the St. Louis Rivermen, play Dixieland and New Orleans-style jazz tonight at 7 at Lincoln College at the Johnson Center for the Performing Arts in Lincoln, Illinois. It's See How They Run, the current show at Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. It runs Thursday through Saturday, 6:30 show, Sunday around noon for brunch. The Briggs-Houchin duo, also playing jazz, will be at Bouvon's in Urbana tomorrow evening at 6:30. Tito Carrillo and combo will be at the Iron Post tomorrow evening playing jazz at 7 o'clock. I don't know how you say this folks' names. It looks like Kwasari or Kasari String Quartet will be at Indigo Artist Co-op in downtown Champaign tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Larry Harms Trio play jazz at Basta O'Neill's in Washington, Illinois. That's tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. The musical Hairspray is being put on by Community Players Theater in Bloomington tomorrow and Friday and Saturday at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And finally, Angel Brown plays piano at Lime Street Cafe in Springfield tomorrow evening at 8:30. Those are just some of the things going on in our listening area. You can let us know about groups you're involved in or know about, or gigs you're involved in or know about, by writing to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. That's W-I-L-L calendar@illinois.edu. We do archive our shows. The show will be up on our website probably sometime this afternoon. If you missed part of it, you can hear the rest on our show on our website, which is will.illinois.edu. What have we got next? We seem to be negotiating with each other here, guys.
Next is another original composition called 120.
120. 120, the name of that tune, and it could also almost be called 101, which is when this show ends, and we have about a minute. Nice timing there, gentlemen. The Chris Bate Quintet, Chris Bate Guitar, his compositions on the show today. Mike Finolio, sax, sizz, Easton Stewart, piano, Mike Harmon, bass, Jay Sawyer, drums. You all sound great. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And they'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight from 7 to 10. Highly recommended. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features wines from Spain, followed from 7 to 9 p.m. by the acoustic cowboy folk music of the Prairie Dogs. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9, back with another show from 12 to 1 tomorrow. I'm Kevin Kelly.